Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans. Oh.
Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us on the midweek special. This is where we talk about the stuff that's not going to make it into last week's show, not going to make it into this week's show. And speaking of this week's show, we've got a fun one ahead. So usually we record the show many times on Tuesday evenings. And last night, you know, Dane wasn't feeling very good. He doesn't have the COVID or anything like that, but he just wasn't feeling awesome. And I was like, you know, man, I've got two amazing interviews. Let's put those together because I want to get those out. And I think they're timely. So we've got two big interviews this weekend. And then next week, of course, we will be jumping back into all the questions and comments and that kind of stuff. So we've got two great interviews this weekend that I'll talk about at the end of this podcast right here. But here's the thing. I wanted to talk about this subject today because it's one that I see coming, kind of growing across the country. It's gaining momentum, and I want to make sure that I get the education moment out there for so many people. I'm seeing a lot of bathroom projects during the lockdown that have gone sideways, and even ones where contractors have worked on them. And here's why. I'm seeing mostly tile projects that have gone completely sideways. Showers, you know, where people converted bathtubs into showers, or bathtub surrounds, and then floors, of course. And here's why what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a trend of contractors, and of course, this is probably, if I was to guess, the low bid contractor comes in, puts down the concrete board in the shower. I talk about this in my little tip today, but this is the extended version here. It ends up, they put down the concrete board. Maybe they fasten it right. Maybe they don't. They throw tile down. They grout it. Call it a day. Put the plumbing fixtures and the shower doors up and walk away. The problem is they skip the most important part, which is waterproofing. Now, here's where our local and state building codes have dropped the ball in some areas. For instance, in my area, if I was pulling a permit on that, they would make the contractor get it all in there, get the membrane stuff in, everything's ready to go. They would make you do a water test in that shower pan to make sure it held water, and then they'd come back and inspect it. So they'd do that water leak down test. If you didn't pull a permit, your contractor's not forced to do that, and they're going to keep moving. And in some areas, you get across the Midwest, you get up into, different states and kind of in the Northeast. There are some states up there that don't require any of those permits on remodeling. And so that's where, you know, it's interesting. If you go around here in the Northwest where I'm located, you know, there is the state of Oregon or the state of Washington or the state of California laws and rules. Now you get into certain areas, and they're pretty standard across the board. Now, if you get into some of these other states, now you've got a contractor's license that's for the city that the contractor's working in. So if you've got a contractor that's jumping around between, you know, 4 or 6 metropolitan areas, they've got to have maybe a dozen contractor's licenses. And that gets troublesome. And then you've got all these different codes that for remodeling might not be even codes there. They just don't. It's not an inspected type thing. So what happens is those kind of situations leave homeowners in kind of a bad spot because there's nobody policing these areas where it's very important. And waterproofing is one of those that I think is very important. I think that if you go in and you take those shortcuts, you know, you've got a shower system that's going to last a year or two at best because none of that's done. And that's, to be honest, why I love using like the Weddy, Curdy, Schluter, any of those other systems behind there. Because one, you don't have to worry about it cracking out like you do a mud sill pan. And, you know, and in California, they still do the hot mops down there. And I mean, legally, I think you can in Oregon as well, but nobody does. It's just not a way to do it. And you've got this waterproof way of doing it that they guarantee and stand behind if it's done correctly and done by a certified installer. So there's really no reason not to do it right. But as a homeowner, I want to make sure that you fully understand that process, that if they put down the concrete board and they screw it to the manufacturer's recommendations that goes up against the wall, whatever brand you're using, the seams are taped and mudded and you got everything right, there's a step in there that's the most important step that gets forgotten, and that is the waterproofing. You want to see that RedGuard or whatever brand of waterproof membrane go up there first. Because if not, you just had a shower done that you paid good money for to a contractor that's not going to last. So I want to make sure that you're policing that. And more importantly, just hire the right dang contractor to begin with. Because if you've got the right contractor and they've got the right experts in there, they're going to do it. But these days, I've noticed a trend to be hiring people off Craigslist, Nextdoor, you know, your uncle's drywall friend that's done tile one time before or whatever. And when these steps get skipped, this is where it goes completely sideways. I mean, I was just watching, I was commenting on a post earlier this week where a lady hired a contractor to come in. And I mean, really, the tile's already popping off the grout and it's only been in there for a little bit. And if the grout's getting popped out, then the tile's loose. And the tile's loose, I wonder what's behind it. So you can kind of see where this is going. And you just want to make sure you've got the right tile professional in there. And as a homeowner, you want to make sure that this is being done correctly. Because after that check's cleared and that handyman or unlicensed contractor or whatever else, you know, is long gone, you're stuck with the mess to clean up. And there's nothing worse than tearing that bathroom out after you've been through the hell of remodel to have to go back and do it again. Because now you have to pay to get rid of the stuff that you paid a lot of money for. So things that I would do when you're doing tile, make sure that that tile installer is a tile installer and that they're licensed, bonded, and insured. And I want you to call up the day that they're starting the project to make sure that that license and bond is still in effect and the insurance as well. That's the first thing. Second of all, you need to make sure that those waterproofing steps are being done. And I, as a homeowner, I would really like you to keep an eye on that. And I know it's hard, but I would like you to be the police of that because it's your project, and or make sure you've just got the right contractor that's going to do it. But just keep an eye on it. There are thousands of great contractors out there that are going to do a stunning job. I'm trying to help keep those, well, handful that are going to rip you off and make sure that you have the right education on this so you know what's going on. And then, of course, put the right shower door and the right fixtures in there and make sure that all that plumbing is done correctly and all that, and then you're good to go. And make sure that you've picked the right tile for the space as well, because sometimes, especially if you're doing one of those like Schluter-type shower pans, and it's one of those composite pans that are waterproof, which I love, sometimes with those, they don't want a very small, like one-by-one tile in those. So make sure that when you're picking your tile, you're picking the right size. Many of those, they want a 2x2 tile to get a little bigger span on that tile. So something to consider while you're doing it. And then when you're looking at grouts, you know, you have your concrete grout, you have your urethane grout. You have your epoxy grouts. I'll be honest, I love the epoxy grouts because they're more, you know, they're easier to keep clean. They're harder, and they're much harder to install, so your tile installer won't like it. But there is some certain types of waterproofing that can come with that that'll help resist that water coming through it as well, because it is an epoxy. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening to my midweek special this week. Thanks for tuning in, and just wanted to help a few people out with that one because I'm seeing a lot of people get nailed on it. It's been a current trend in the last couple weeks, and I figured I would bring it up. Stay tuned tomorrow for the Around the Toolbox special, and more importantly, this weekend, I've got two great people coming on the show. I've got Mike Ciampo, he's from the fire department of New York City. He is a veteran firefighter. We're going to talk about fire safety, and we're going to get into fire safety in building, too, and there's some stuff on there that shocked me that I hadn't even thought about, and so it's a fascinating conversation from a guy on the inside of house construction, building construction. What's good? What's bad? What hurts firefighters? And so it's an interesting one that we should all think about. And if you're in the design community, this is one that I want you to listen to because there's a lot coming to it. And then we'll chat with Eddie Uetta from Uetta Landscaping about the design process, how you want to go about thinking about that backyard project like mine that we're talking about. So all that and more coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G. I'll see you tomorrow when we do our Around the Toolbox special. Until then, thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey everyone, this is Jim, producer of the Around the House Show podcast. If you're listening right now, you already know we bring you the best tips, tricks, and expert advice to fix, upgrade, and maintain everything in your home without the headaches or the huge bills. But if you're catching us on the radio or borrowing a friend's phone, you're missing out on new episodes dropping straight to your device every week. So do yourself a favor, hit pause for just a second. Grab your phone and subscribe to Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or wherever you listen. It's completely free and you'll never miss an episode again. Thanks for supporting the show. Now let's get back to making your house work for you.